Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
A recent OECD report said that Ireland had a fair bit of catching up to do when it comes to readiness for artificial intelligence. It's clear that AI is here to stay, but what should companies consider? And are they perhaps putting their head in the sand a little bit? Shane O'Sullivan is the Chief Executive of the Irish Management Institute, the IMI, and is running a course on AI, I'm sure, to help managers get ready. Hello, Shane.
Morning, Joe.
Now, let's start with Ireland lacking the AI requisite skills. What more do we know about what's been written and what we've heard?
Well, essentially, the OECD said last year, May of last year, that Ireland is at risk of falling behind due to a lack of focus on digital skills and more generally, a lack of focus on lifelong learning. So essentially, there's three parts to the solution here. There's a role for industry, there's a role for education, and there's a role for the government. So from an industry perspective, AI is here. It's not a fad. It's not going away. So it's time to get on the bandwagon. So we're saying to industry, work out what you don't know. Complete the gap analysis. Invest. Place your bets. From an education perspective, and institutions like the IMI need to provide meaningful, impactful programs in a variety of forms when it comes to AI. And from a government perspective, there's a need to encourage and incentivize access to upskilling and lifelong learning. And
does that mean tax incentives?
Well, certainly incentives if they are there, and ways to encourage people either to take micro-credentials if you're looking to do this in an academic way, or continuous professional development, CPD, if that's the route you need to go.
So when you say micro-credentials, you mean someone might do a couple of weeks or maybe even a couple of months, rather than have to commit to a degree program or something like that?
Yeah, and that's the way education is evolving. So rather than doing things in a fixed way over 3-4 years, you can stack and build as you go. So you can complete a short course now, you can bank the credits associated, you can go away, get back to other aspects of life and come back and continue to stack and build over time. So you get to the same outcome, but you do it in a much more fluid, flexible way.
And you've been surveying your members about AI. What have you learned?
Well, a couple of interesting things. So 60% of our members know that addressing skills shortages in their business is actually the route to future success. They're convinced of that. But when you ask those same people, well, let's see if you're walking the talk.
Your money by your mouth is.
That's exactly. Just 1 in 4, 25% are saying, well, actually, we feel comfortable about our knowledge in the AI area. So that really is showing the gap. And we kind of get it at the IMI. Like, if you think, the thing I hear up in Sandyford all the time is that, look, I've never had to work so hard to stand still. And when you look at it, management have all the old conventional challenges of leadership and management and strategy and change and managing the cut and thrust of day to day. But we believe there are three revolutions underway on top of all of that. And those revolutions talk to the purpose revolution, which reveals itself.
The purpose revolution.
The purpose revolution. So that really.
As in, what are we here for?
Yeah. And it kind of expresses itself in many ways through the ESG agenda. There's a future of work revolution underway, and that encompasses everything from hybrid to the gig economy. Arguably, diversity and inclusivity is in that agenda too. And then there's the technology revolution, digital, automation, AI. So on top of all the conventional, traditional challenges, business people are working their way through these three revolutions. Now, we all have a finite bandwidth, so therein
lies the
problem.
We can only learn so much. Yeah.
We can only learn, we can only spend, we can only do so much. But it's in working that out that you get the competitive advantage.
Okay.
And that's the secret.
And are Irish universities hiring the correct lecturers, would you say, to teach people about AI skills? And do we have the knowledge base to teach, to pass on? Well, what is an industry which is changing so rapidly, like every 6 months, there's a whole kind of new iteration of it.
That's it. And there are different models. There are some business schools that choose to have one faculty, and that's a fixed faculty that doesn't change. Mm. At IMI, we're different. We have a panel of experts or faculty, and we can add or take from that panel. So if someone is hot and they are the zeitgeist, they join our panel and they appear in our classrooms. Mm. And equally, if that's not the case, well, those people don't stay on the panel.
Now, you've seen quite a few business trends come and go, Shane. Is there a danger that this one, the AI wave, is a bit overhyped?
There's a huge amount of talk about it, but this is not hype, Joe. This is here to stay. And if you look at the capital flows that are going behind AI over the last couple of years, the figures really are phenomenal. So I distinguish it between something like the metaverse, which, you know, has a lot of credibility too and did have a lot of hype. But I think there was more hype with, say, the metaverse than there is with AI. AI, it's not a fad. It's here. It's not going away. You know, there are opportunities. There are risks for both Ireland and for the businesses within Ireland. So our advice is really, you know, don't get left behind and don't wing it.
Okay. And has the AI Act from the European Union, is that going to help or hinder? Because it has set some guardrails. The Americans haven't yet introduced any guardrails.
I think it's going to help. Different people will have different views. And the early feedback is that it's actually quite helpful, and it's quite flexible in that there are different levels depending on the type of AI that you're associated with or deploying. There's another argument, of course, that the American way or the Chinese way, where there's less regulation, leads to greater innovation. But I think we've got to be terribly careful with AI as well. The current CEO of Google has said it's the most profound technology that humanity is working on. Mm. The ex-CEO of Google has said it has the potential to harm or kill many people in the near future. So I think regulation is the place to be, is the space to be just now.
Superb. Shane, thank you so much for coming in. That's Shane O'Donovan, the CEO of the Irish Management Institute, which works, of course, with UCC in Cork.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.